just by way of still understanding as Akdama what it means, I just wanted to do a little bit the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that we saw last couple of times on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. First, it's the last line of the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Only said the first statement here. But Amar Baba Rabbi Yechanan Kol Shetama Uma Moshe Osur Velokim Abizehu Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras. So the Gemara has the phrase Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras. That's a phrase which we have in many different areas. And Kazayas, we know, is a physical amount. And Achilas Pras is also a physical act, eating a pras. We'll find in a second. So generally speaking, the term Kazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras is used to signify a certain amount of time. Right? It's amount of, you have to consume a certain amount, total amount in a certain amount of time. I guess both in the space-time continuum. In other words, you have to have a certain amount of food that has to be consumed in a certain amount of time. You have to eat a kezias, and it applies by mitzvah, it applies by suit. Right? So, for example, a matzah, Leil Pesach, you have to eat a kezias of matzah, Barav Tov matzah. You have to eat a kezias of matzah, you have to eat a kezias of matzah, and how long? Let's say I take a tiny piece of matzah now, and then a half hour, another piece of matzah, and then another little piece of matzah. By the end, I ate a kezias, it took me 4.5 hours. So that would not be sufficient to be considered a maisa achila that will qualify you as being yotzei mitzvah. Last week said the Erev Tov matzah. You have to eat the kezias, bichdei achilas pras, in the time that it takes a person to eat a pras. What is a pras? I'm going to spend a little bit of time if you had a chance to look at Makaros, we'll go through it. A pras it really means like a piece, like a pruso, right? The pruso, a piece of bread, a piece of matzah. Pras is understood, the way Chazal used here, as a half. And it refers to a half of a standard size, like a loaf of bread. Okay, and that was a half a loaf of bread was assumed to be the normal amount that was consumed in a normal sitting, you know, as part of a regular meal. That's called achilas pras. Its origin, again, we had our Gemara, the Nazar, refers to it, but it, one of the principal sugyas where it's discussed is an Erev and Daf Pei Beis and a Beis. That's the second source. The Mishnah there talks about how much the shear is for Erubei Tchumen. Tchumen, we know that the deal on Shabbos, after Doraisa coming, this coming week said in Parashat B'Shalach, it says, Al Yetze Ish Mekom El Ashri. It's a question whether that's Mokar Doraisa or not for the concept of Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos means you're not allowed to walk. There's nothing to carry, even if you're not carrying it. You're not allowed to walk a certain amount of distance, a certain distance beyond the city limits. How do we define a city? How do we define city limits? That's not our issue right now. But certainly beyond a certain point, you're not permitted to walk. Let's say within a city, let's say here, you have buildings, houses, homes, one right after the other. So in New York City, it'd be wild to get to the city limits. If you're in some little town up in the country somewhere, you know, up in the mountains, you have the whole city is the size of this building, and then you're out of the city limits already. Nothing there, right? It's a little town. You're driving through the Catskills or somewhere. So, but anyway, you're not allowed to walk beyond a certain amount. That's called Tchum Shabbos. However, you can extend your distance by setting up an Erubei Tchum. You can extend your distance beyond the original allowance. The original allowance, you can extend it by another 2,000 amos by setting up what's called Erubei Tchumen. And that is you have to do. What you have to do is you have to be what's called Kona Shlisa. You have to establish that my place is over here and not in the middle of the town. Not in the town, but on the outskirts of the town. So since you're out of walk to the very beyond, up until 2,000 hours, at that point you can set up your shrisa, so you can build a house there. That's not practical. So you can also leave a certain amount of food. How much food? It has to be, the Mishnah says, kama ushiro, mazon shtei sudos, two meals worth. Bachokas in the Mishnah, whether it means two Shabbos meals, two regular meals, and they were both makel, because one says with Shabbos meals you always eat more. The other one says no Shabbos meals eat less because you have to have three meals instead of only two. Okay, again, details which are not that relevant to us. You can look at the Rashi and so on. There's a machlokas whether a pras is four, equivalent to four beitzim or three beitzim. We'll see shortly. It's actually machlokas, the Rashi, the Rambam, out of Paskin. Okay, but again, the pras is the amount, a half a loaf is the amount generally eaten at one meal. You can figure it out based on that Mishnah, what the Mefarshim say. The Mishnah brings up, as an example, in terms of eating, Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga is a house that we suspect has tzoras, right? The Torah describes in Parshas Mitzora the concept of tzoras HaBayis, that a house can get discoloration in the walls, and they have to knock down the house, and so on. The house is tummy, and everything in it is tummy. So that's called the Bayis HaMenuga. bias with nega, right? The bias hamanuga. So the din is that if somebody goes into a bias hamanuga and you stay there a certain amount of time, not only you become tamei kalavola bias, you call it sherba bias. It's a pesukim in the Torah. I print it in source four. Kalavola bias comes because of tibar. Shochem bias yichabes is begalav. Ochel bias yichabes is begalav. You eat in the house. So the Chazal understood, that's what the Rashi on that missionary explains, the bias hamanuga is an amount of time you stay in the house long enough to have eaten a meal. That's the same idea, right? That's what's what is that? That's eating a pras. Right? The bias hamanuga is the time of shahiyah, the time you remain in the home, in that house, while it's a state of tumah, so you remain that long. Again, that's under ha'ochel bias. Doesn't mean if I go and I walk into the bias hamanuga and I take one bite of a Kit Kat or something like that. So it doesn't mean I've been in the house long enough to be begotten to become tamei. And that's one of the makaris words. So that's parallel to the pras, and that is the pras and so on. So what's important for us, we take a look, Rashi and Pesachim, Mem Dalam and Alam, source number 5, Du Maskel Mashanah Mailoke, Rashi is Mashanah Mailoke, Bechazayas Bechal Prit, Asalas Pras, Shem Ochal Pras Mimenu, Shir Arba Beitzim. So first of all, Rashi tells us that the shear of a pras is 4 eggs. Okay, meaning the whole loaf of bread is 8 beitzim. So pras, which is a half, is 4 beitzim. How do you get the whole loaf of bread is 8? Because it's 1/3 of a cow, which is 24 beitzim. Again, the details, the measurements, I'm sure there are diagrams or charts you can find that will print it out for you. But in any event, Rashi tells us shear arba beitzim. And you have a kezias of truma, and mixed in with other stuff, so it's the shear of arba beitzim. How a kezias within the shear of arba beitzim, says Rashi, the kamalon, the kol shear achilas iser, bein kezias shel chayla v'dam, uvein kosevis yom kippurim. Right, any time you have an iser achila, kol shear achilas iser, says Rashi, important Rashi. Again, it's pesachim mem dalal al. Okay, kol shear achilas iser, bein kezias shel chayla v'dam, bein kosevis yom kippurim. Mitztarfin achilas hashir b'chdei shehiya zu. Okay, you can mitztarif every bite and be considered each bite to be mitztarif into one ma'is achila if it's in this amount of time. Sheim ochal kechardo chela. You ate a small piece of kechardo, like a mustard seed. It's a tiny amount. You ate a tiny amount of chela. Because of ochal kechardo, then another, and then another, and another. V'she'ad shehishu mekezayis. By the end, it was all done. You take ate the whole kezias of chela. Im ein mitchilas hachila bat sofa yoser mishias kedachilas pras. If from the time you started eating this chela until you finished the whole kezias, it's not kedachilas pras. But again, bachila bener is normal person eating. Then it's mitztarev. B'havi kimosha ochla b'vasachas. It's considered one ma'is achila. It's like you ate it all together. B'chayim. Okay, v'hochanami yesh kan truma kedei letztarev kezias bachilas pras imenu. So the same thing as the Torah there in the case of Truma. Rashi's telling us, just explaining, I think people know this, but it's worth to see the Makaris inside. Okay, so that's what it means to Kezias and Tehillas Pras. And it's a time, it's a shear, that everything you eat is mitzurif to one Ma'is Achila, provided you ate it within that amount of time. Otherwise, it's not considered one Ma'is Achila. Then, is it also? So then, it's Chatzi Shear Asim. The Torah, again, not our topic right now. What Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara about Azara, though, is adding. Okay, what do you mean Zehu Kezias B'Tachlis Pras? L'chora, the Gemara of Odezara, our Gemara, was not talking about amount of time, or only about amount of time. What Yochanan is telling us here, okay, is that the Kezias B'Tachlis Pras is not only, you know, eat a little bit, you nibble a little bit, you nibble a little bit, you nibble a little bit more until you ate an amount of time. But also, if you have, it's not just a piece of chalev. It's chalev mixed in with other things, okay? But kezias is chalev mixed in with other things. You're eating a whole mixture. So the kezias, the chalev pras, the four beitzim, that becomes as well, okay? That becomes as well a ratio issue we discussed yesterday. And kezias, the chalev pras, is also a ratio in the tarovis, a ratio of, in other words, when we speak about tama uma mosho, okay? Tama uma mosho, what is tama uma mosho? You have in the tarovis, you have the tam, and you also have, you know, mamish. And how much? How much is it rov? In other words, it's a certain ratio, kezias b'chdei achilas pras. You have a kezias worth of the iser in every pras, every four beitzim, according to Rashi, of the whole mixture. The ratio is such that every four beitzim has another, has another kezias of the isim. So that's what comes out over here. Rashi on the next page says pras who chatzi kikar shishir by erev tikkun, it's half the loaf of erev tikkun, like you said, which is most of the sudas, the chetzel base by samanuka, and so on. So, and at the end, that Rashi says halacha lemoshe misinai. The chatzi kikar shoshmona beitzim who suda. Okay, Rashi says the shir is halacha lemoshe misinai. Okay, Rashi has the same thing in Yumad Peyam and Aleph. There's a mission krisus which really spells this out. Right, we don't need Rashi to introduce it to us. But the mission krisus of Yud Beis and Beis in source 7. Kama yishav ochlin kilo ochel kloz the remer chama achi yishav tzkilu batzov kedechel es pras. Okay. And Rashi explains what's going on there. Also, there's a question: Kama Yisha Ochlin L'Shnei Chatzoy Zeis and Norim Mitzdar from Two Chatzoy Zeis and Mitzdarim. But how far apart? These two Chatzoy, one today, one next week. That's not Mitzdar. So again, that's the Kesayis B'Chelas Pras. And Rashi says again there in Krisos Yud Beis and Beis, source number 8 Pras. Mefurish Be'erbin Kikar Misholosh LeKav. It's 1/3 of the Kav, which is 24. So Kikar is 8 Chetzel Beis and Nuzer Chatzi Kikar Hu Pras L'Shem Pruso. Who Dalit Beitzim? Who Dalit Beitzim? Okay. Now this comes up. So that's the Sheet of Rashi. That's the Sheet of Rashi. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph talks about a mixture with chametz, and the Brisa says the following. Look in source 9. The Tanya al chametz dagan gomer onesh kares. You have actual chametz gomer. The chiv is karis, but on alei ruvo, we got a mixture called machmetzas lozuchel. You got a mixture is belav. That's divrei Rabbi Elazar. Elazar, the opinion that we have by chametz two different isurim. There's an isur to eat chametz, and also an isur to eat taruvas chametz. Okay, chametz dagan gomor. We generally assume is anything which is more than 50% chametz. It's a row of chametz. It doesn't have to be only, but whatever this mix, it can be a mixture with more than 50%. That's called chametz dagan gomor. Okay, less than that is not chametz dagan gomor. That's called taruvas. So Rabbi Elazar says you're over the law. The Chacham say al chametz dagan gomor on ishkaris alaru below klum. Okay, the Rambam in Pasuk this halacha writes in Perak Aleph Vilkos chametz umatz halacha vav. Source 10 ain chavin kares alachil ela alachilas atzmo shel chametz. Aval erev chametz kigon kutach habavle v'sheichar abodai v'chol adon v'zom shach chametz v'rubehem himachon v'pesach loke v'ain bo kares. That's the Rambam Paskin. If you eat a tarobis chametz, so it's also it's not karet. You only chayv karet on chametz dog and gomor. Actually, with a real piece of bread, okay, or something else like that. But if it's a tarobis, it has beer. Beer has wheat and a barley. And most beers are made of barley, right? Some kind of ale or whatever that has grain, alcohol, and so on. So that's a tarobis chametz. That's a tarobis chametz. So that's not a chayv karet. A chayv malchus, says the Rambam. Based on the pasuk, come up, Metzal says, okay, says the Rambam. But, Bamedvar, Mamurim, Kishachal, Kazayis, Chomets, Bitocha, Tarobis, Bichte, Achilos, Sholosh, Beitzim, Hu Shaloka, Menataro. Our aim of Tarobis, Kazayis, Bichte, Achilos, Sholosh, Beitzim, Afal, Pish, Osso, Lefa, Ocha, and Aloka, and Lamaton, Osso, Rabban. Rambam says, for our purpose now, not into the Chomets din right now, but rather in the fact that the Rambam says that it's Kade Achilos, Sholosh, Beitzim. Rashi had said, Dalla, Beitzim. And Rashi in Pesachim and in Krisus and in Yomim, Rashi in a few places says the shear of a pras is sholosh beitzim. The Rambam, Rashi says arba beitzim, dal beitzim. Rambam says it's only the shear is sholosh beitzim, and that's how the Rambam says by us also in Parak Tesvav of Hilchos Machos Asuras Halacha Gimel. Okay, Rambam here as well. Yesterday, but the Rambam says, "Hertas all the gimel, keitzer huma mosho." What is bamish? We have bamish issue. This substantive issue. Kigon shem and achelav kizayis bechol sholosh beitzim in the Torah. So it's a concentration. I guess the best English word I would use. The concentration of iser in this mixture is so it doesn't have to be pure iser. Okay, but even if it's a mixture, but the concentration of the iser is such, says the Rambam. Then then it's only also the Rabbanon and so on. So that's what the Rambam says here too. And the Chayin will help it was Kezayis b'chol shalosh beitzim. You didn't have a Kezayis for every three beitzim. Afo p'sheish b'm tam cholov, v'ocho kol derin luk el amakas margu. So that's the Rambam, the parak says, well, v'hilkas b'cholos v'shus halofa gimel. Tour. Tour is very day in Biosix Matsariches. Let's find the words. Umiu Pirishman and Tom, it's an O's base of some Tsariches in the Tour. The min bimino came at Shainos and Rotam and a Torah bought the world, and a Shachami Tzvichu Shishim, the Shalom and Osman at Ad Shishim, and a Shain Lokan of Ad Shake, but Kol Kach, Mina Isser, Ad Shiehei, the so called Arba Beitzim and a Heter Kazayas, and Isser of Ozchai will call Kazayas and Kazayas. The Ram says, the Rosh says, the name of Rotam, that as long as you have within the concentration of the mixture of the Isser is every four Beitzim has a Kezayis of that ratio, so then you consider it Chayav on each individual Kezayis, that's the concentration. Okay, so that's again a machlokas between the Rashi and Rambam, about Rashi and the Tosfos versus the Rambam. Now, what this does for us is a couple of important things. First of all, clearly, what we're talking about here is we're talking about so to summarize, basically, a pras, like I said, is a prus, so it's half a loaf of bread. A loaf could be either 6 eggs or 8 eggs, so a pras is either 3 according to Rama, 4 eggs according to Rashi. And that means, by the way, on Leil Pesach, in order to be able to the mitzvah matzah, you would have to consume the kezayis in the time it takes a person to eat 3 eggs. So usually the Haggadah, they tell you how many minutes you have, you know, to consume the kezayis of matzah. Now, what emerges from this, though, for our purposes, is that there is another shear, kind of in between. We've always talked about rov. Okay, we had rov and shishim, right? That's what we always talk about till now. Rov and shishim, right? Rov is a ratio of 1 to 2, and shishim is a ratio of 1 and 60, right? But now we've been introduced in terms of kezayis b'teichlus pras to this another ratio. Right, there's a different ratio. It's kezayis b'teichlus pras. All right. So, in other words, if you have 1 kezayis of iser in this mixture, so it's not going to be 60. It's not only 2, right? But you can have an iser. You can violate the iser if you eat from this mixture. Let's say 4 beits and whatever the number is going to be, you'll have consumed the kezayis. That's going to be iser. So that is kind of a middle, not in the middle, but there's a new ratio that we've been introduced to now. I'm just trying to say practically, what we learned here about Kezayis with Kehaflis Pras, according to the Sugyan of Odozoro, if you don't represent it, there's a new ratio. We're not only concerned about Ro, and not only concerned about Shishim, but there's kind of like another shear, another category of Kezayis with Kehaflis Pras, in which you have a Kezayis worth of Isser in X amount, for whatever the number is, of Beitzim. Okay, now, the Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan says is that if it is kezayis b'chilat pras, if you have that concentration, that was Rabbi Yochanan's lashon, right? B'zehu kezayis b'chilat pras. If you have that concentration of iser in this mixture, you have that concentration, and you eat that tarobah, that's called tamo umamosho, right? That's kezayis b'chilat pras. That's Rabbi Yochanan's first statement. That's tamo umamosho. You get malchus for. If it's greater than that, meaning you don't have kezayis b'tchelas pras, if it's less concentrated, if the ratio is greater, so then you don't get malchus, okay? Then you don't get malchus. So now it comes out, therefore, that there are really 3 shiurim in terms of bitl of tarobis. There's rov, there's kezayis b'tchelas pras, and there's shishim. Now, what the Rambam said in the, read it again, in the beginning of Perek Tesvav, of Hilchos Macholos Asuras, the Rambam says that in general, he writes, "Davar osur shesar b'davar mutar min b'shein aminu b'nos in tam, or min b'minu shiyav shalom al tam b'yavat al b'rov." So Rambam says basically there's bitul b'rov, okay? There's bitul b'rov, but if it's min b'shein aminu b'nos in tam, then it's not Bittul Berov. Okay, so when is that? So that's, it says in the next thing, that's where we look at Kazayis V'Chos Pras. In other words, Ketzer, Chelek Klosh, and Ochuk again, it gives the examples. And Aloch again, we read it before. Ketzer Omosha, Mamosha, that's what he brings up, Kazayis V'Chos Pras. So basically, the Rambam is telling us that you have Bittul Berov, this again, at the beginning of Hilchos Machalos Asurim. It's really the first, it's not just, you have to really read through the whole first six halachas, basically. Okay? The first six halachas. That will emerge in the Rambam, the first six halachas of Parak Tezvav, Hilchos Machalos Asurim. So it emerges that generally we have Bittul Berov, okay? If you have min mishen abino, and later on it distinguishes lach malach and yavish b'yavish, but let's say so for right now lach malach min mishen abino. So there, there's where you have to take into account kazayis v'chelas pras, and beyond that, then we look at shishim. Then the Rambam seems to say it's an issur d'rabbanan. In other words, the Gemara of Ezer means that if you eat the shear, you get malchus. But in the second case, Rabbi Yochanan's flip side. Right, the second page on Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you don't eat that, that's Tama Veloma, Mosh, you don't get Malchus. And that's what we always thought, because the Rambam seems to say, as we assume, that Tam Kikur is not Doraisa. We'll come back to that point, right? If you don't have the Issus, there's no Issus Doraisa. It's up to Shishim and so on, as Issus Darabonim, there's no Malchus. Still Issus Darabonim. Let's make it clear, there's still Issus Darabonim, but you don't get Malchus. That's what comes out from the Rambam. Just to plug these same three categories now into the other Rishon, what we saw the other day, or yesterday, with the rush in Chulin, we saw a quote of Rabbi Chaim Cohen, which is also this Tosan of other quotes of Ben Eliyahu, similar Shita. Okay, he basically says that it's the same three categories, right? I mean, there's Baltimore, there's Kazas B'Chas Pras, and the Shishim. But he says these are all Shirim and Deraisa. Okay, by Min Mimino. Chad Betray works, right? Montemarov works. But Min Mishaino Mino, so now it depends. That's where Rabbi Chaim Cohen says, remember that he was the one who said, how do we reconcile the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, his second statement, that you don't get Malchus for Tom Ovil, Oma Mosho, what do you mean, isn't Tom Kikur Deraisa? So he said, no, what did Rabbi Chaim Cohen say, remember? That one is less than Kazayis V'Chos Pras. Meaning that it is Kazayis V'Chos Pras, it's still Deraisa. Right? It's still with the Deraisa. So if the density, so to speak, of the concentration, or the density of the Isser is, you know, Kazayis V'Chelas Pras, so all you have to do is, by the way, eat one Kazayis. You don't have to eat the whole Tarovas. You just have to eat one Kazayis, according to Chaim Cohen, because of that density. And therefore, remember, he's the one who says, why? That Heter Mishapech Lios Isser. So as long as I eat one Kazayis, if I have the right density, or the right concentration, of Isser in this mix, meaning it's B'chnechel's pras, it's one Kazayis for every pras, however we define pras. So that whole thing now is where we say what? Heter Nishapech Lios Isser. And even if I eat only one Kazayis of the whole thing, meaning I didn't eat the whole Tarobis, I ate just one Kazayis, that's already called an Isser because Nepach Heter Lios Isser, that's the Shiva of Chaim Kahn, because that's where Kazayis B'chnechel's pras plays. But, okay, if the concentration, that's the second half of Yochanan's statement, if the concentration is not Kazayis V'Chelas Pras, according to Chaim Cohen, if it's not, if it's a lesser concentration, okay, a lesser concentration, he'll say that there still can be Nisa Doraisa, okay? Now, the flip side of Yochanan, we said yesterday, I'm just trying to plug in the categories here. The flip side of Yochanan, who says you don't get Malkus, he said that because you don't have enough of the Isser. But not because it's still also the Raisa to do it, but you don't get Malchus. It's still also the Raisa to eat it. So that's where he differs from the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be saying that beyond Kazayis V'Chelas Pras, there's no Isser the Raisa at all. It's only Isser the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chaim Cohen says, no, even if you're from Kazayis V'Chelas Pras up till Shishim, it's still also the Raisa, just as no Malchus. Right? That's the difference between at least the way we understand the Rambam so far, and the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. Okay, so in other words, so the second case, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan's second case is also Doraisa. That's the top of Samasayin Rebbeis. It's also Doraisa. It's just not Malchus. And then the third Shita to plug this into is Rabbeinu Tam. okay? And Rabbeinu Tam is the biggest machmir, because Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, seems to believe in hetter nachmachlius iser, and he disregards, he doesn't say it has to be kizayis b'chus prat. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says the whole thing is doraisa, okay? If you have min bimino, okay, then chad betray works. But anything more, doesn't matter, kizayis b'chus prat, or even up to shushin, is still going to be hetter nachmachlius iser. So again, he's going to say you ate one kizayis, you get malchus, and it's a and it's going to be a suffix deraisa. Everything's going to be deraisa. And he had explained when the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan says kizayis says when he says you're not loka min bish what's Rabbi Yochanan loshen. When he says tamo v'lo mamosho, so he has to read it. That means it's min mino. It's not min. But once it's min b'sheno mino, Rabbeinu Tam says kizayis b'chus pras doesn't play a role. Right? But he does. At the end of the day, it comes out Rabbeinu Tam does not have two different shiur. He has really only rov and shishim. Okay, and anything between rov and shishim is doraisa. And if you eat a kizayis, so that's where the Talmud did more machra. Make me clear again. So we have, in other words, according to some, we certainly the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and the Rambam both introduce kizayis. Well, Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan introduces kizayis to Chelos Pras, but the way we read it yesterday, Rabbeinu Talmud has to reread the whole Gemara. So I'll leave out Rabbeinu Talmud for a moment. Both the Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen and the Rambam agree that kizayis to Chelos Pras plays a role. The question is, what happens when you're in that zone when it's not kizayis to Chelos Pras? And it's before Shishan. Okay, but that the Rambam will say that's only the Rabbah. Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen will say that's the Raisa, just no Malchus. And Rabbeinu Tam says it's the Raisa and it's with Malchus. Like Rabbeinu Tam, the same as say, you know, Rabbeinu Tam does not make that distinction of Kazai's because Pras plays a role. So that's just in terms of those plugging in those Shitas, basically with this information we have about Kazai's because Pras. Okay? So it was really, yeah, okay. And Rashi, by the way, I'm sorry, yeah.
Can we see
Rabbi Tam holds that any, when Tam holds Heter Nepach Lusis, okay, Heter Nepach Lusis, so once you have once you eat a kezias of this, of anything, but once it's Tom, if they're talking about this Tom, again, in, I should say, in Min Be'en Omino, so Rabbeinu Tam says it's Tom. Tom Kikas Doraisa, and it doesn't matter what the shear is. If I eat it, that's like, right, right, if you have the Tom, you have the Tom. And it doesn't matter because that's with his price. In other words, yeah, so that's.
Wouldn't he still need his eyes?
Yeah. You still need his eyes. That's
not the first price.
No.
You don't, why not?
I'm talking about a ratio in the mixture. As a ratio in the mixture, it doesn't. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if there's Tam,
why do you need Kazayas?
Because he holds that the whole etter epachlis is. If you have a Kazayas in this, because it was changed by the Tam.
Right. Not that a Kazayas is fell in.
Right.
Even less than that, if there's Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is going to say it's a problem.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You don't need because
yeah.
Right. You don't need kizayis because he holds it. But Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen only said that trick of heter nipachlius iser applies when you have the concentration of the ratio of kizayis to chelos pras. And Rabbeinu Tam doesn't require that, with my understanding. Okay. Right. In the case where Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malchus, case B, that's Mimino, according to Rabbeinu Tam. You have to reread that. It's not, we said yesterday, it's not the Pashut reading the Gemara. He has to reread it. That's talking about Mimino. Okay? And, yeah. Now, by the way, according to Rashi, who holds Tam Kikas Drabona, so really the whole din is only Drabona. Midoraisa, all you need is a rope. Okay? And everything else is Drabona. So therefore, it's an open question whether really does Rashi say that the time makes any difference? Because all this is Darbonon, so will they say that it has to be within that amount of time? I just thought of that. I'm not sure now about that. That's something to think about. According to Rashi, who holds that this is Darbonon, right? The whole Tom Kik is Darbonon. Midaraisa, it's all Batal Merov. Okay, so the whole Isser, Tapkika is only Rabbanan. But would Rashi say in order to violate the Rabbanan, you have to eat in that amount of time also? Not sure. Not sure.
Mr. Gavra.
Huh?
Mr. Gavra, right?
Mr. Because it's Rabbanan, I mean, it's a whole like that. Okay, I don't know, it's a good question. Now, the Beis Yosef, and Simon Sadiches over here, the Beis Yosef says basically, and that's how most people learn, I said this before, that Rashi and the Rambam are on the same plane. So according to the Beis Yosef, Rashi would say, even though Rashi doesn't spell it out, but the Beis Yosef assumes that, the Beis Yosef assumes that Rashi does take into account the Pesach B'Chelis Pras. Because I think that's what he means, because he equates them with the Rambam. Rambam definitely says it, right? So Rashi equates, that's what Beis Yosef assumes. I'm not, when I think about it, I'm not, whatever, Beis Yosef is Beis Yosef. So I don't know. It seems to me you could argue otherwise, but I'm not positive. But anyway, let's go to the Beis Yosef. Rashi and Rambam agree, and therefore Rashi would also say, let's say, Min B'Shrein Amino, Lach B'Lach, as Yisra D'Raisa, up until the point of the Kazayas B'Chelis Pras. Okay, but it has that concentration. Okay. I do want to mention again, I printed some of it here. As I said before, the Beis Yosef assumes that Rashi and Rambam are the same. And that's how most people assumed in the Shita of the Rashi, Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam holds fundamentally the Tam Kikar is the Rabbanan. Most people assumed like that up until Reb Chaim. Okay, up until Reb Chaim. Okay. Source number 14, I printed part of the Reb Chaim. You can look up the rest of the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is on the Rambam here, Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Reb Chaim learns the Rambam differently than everybody else did. The Beis Yosef, both in the Beis Yosef that we saw and in the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam assumes that the Rambam holds Tam Kikar is only a Din D'Rabbanan because the Rambam seems to say, and the Rambam therefore does not believe in this concept of Heta Nepa Bliz Iser, because the Rambam says you only be Yotze if you eat the whole Kezayis or the whole thing. You eat the whole thing. You have the whole Kezayis. Again, but there for this product. You ate a Kezayis and Iser, so then you get Malkus. That sounds like he doesn't believe in Tom Kiker. Right? It sounds like he's saying, oh yeah, well, there you're going to get Malkus because you ate, that's Tom Homa Mosho. You ate the, again, the Rambam says if you eat Kezayis, but there for this product, okay, you have that concentration, you eat, and you eat the entire tarobas, and it has a concentration of Kazai's Bechelis Praz. So then the Rambam says you're over the Raisa. Sounds like the Rambam is of the opinion that Tom Kiker is not the Raisa. But the Reb Chaim explains differently, okay, and Reb Chaim holds, basically understands Tom Kiker differently. I said it yesterday, I'll say it over again. The way I think it's easy to understand, it's Tom Kiker, not the Tom, we always thought, because we always thought that what does Tom Kiker mean? We say Tom Kiker is Dreis. It means you have a Taroves, which has the Isser of a Tom, as the Tom of an Isser, okay, so there's no Bittel, okay? And the posture is because we assume that the Tom is indicative of the fact that there's Isser there, and perhaps even say, Heter Neth Nisabah Bleos Isser. Meaning with the proper ratio, you can get you'll get Malkus, but you have to eat enough of the Taroves. See, most people learn Tom Kiker means that the presence of the Tom reveals that what? The presence of the Tom reveals that there is a presence of Isser there. That's what Tom Kiker means, right? The flavor is as if it's an item, the substance is awesome. Okay? And so therefore, that's how we assume till now. But Chaim Brisker says not that way. He says Tom Kiker just means that just like this Isser to eat Iker, to eat mamoshes, right? Mamosho. There's also an iser eat tamo. In other words, Tom Kiker is doraisa. And not because heter napach lius iser. No. He says that ratio of the right amount, that concentration or that density that we called before, okay, that is what tells you that you have consumed a sufficient amount of tam to render this, so you violated the iser of tam. In other words, tam by itself, Tom is an unusual, offhand, one would argue that the Torah prohibits eating chaylev. So if I didn't eat chaylev, who cares if what I ate tasted like chaylev? I didn't eat chaylev. The rabbi, I didn't eat chaylev. Okay, so what do you bother me for, right? So what's the chiddush of tam kikir? Tam kikir means if you have the flavor of chaylev, so some learn that it means that if the chaylev is there still, right? It's as if the chaylev, that's indicative. Chaylev fell into this thing, it melted, okay, but I can still take, so I can't identify, I can't get it out, it's melted flavor, but usually tam kikir means that the flavor of the chaylev, since it's perceptible, I can taste it, okay, so that means that the chaylev is there, the mice, the tam kikir, and therefore if I eat it, and perhaps you go so far as to say, if there's the right concentration, or even without the right concentration, so I'm going to be on Tom Kinker means the whole thing now becomes also, because since the whole thing tastes like chaylev, I have a chaylev flavor. You know, the chaylev flavor in every bite. You make a commercial, right? A chaylev flavor in every bite. So good. You have a chaylev flavor in every bite, so that means that every bite, every kizayis is also. Right? That's how I mean, a Tom will go that far. And I mean, a chaylev will only go so far if you have the right ratio. Fine. But that's sort of the traditional or the standard way of understanding Tom Kinker. Right, it has the flavor, indicates that it's taka there. I don't know it's there. By the way, so we said according to Rashi, what was the other extreme? Rashi will argue with that svara, which makes a certain amount of sense. Well, let's be honest. If how can you claim that there's no issa here? I taste it, my own taste, but it's there. Of course it's there. Right? I mean, just balabatish, I'm saying. If I take the bowl of soup, and I can taste the chaylev, I can taste it. Okay, the milk is the dairy flavor is there. I'm eating potatoes, and I can taste some butter spilled into the potatoes, some cheese melted into the potatoes, something like that. And I take a bite of potatoes, and I can taste it. So when you tell me, it's not there, what do you mean? The Rishonim are right. You can argue about what concentration you need. Fine, that's a bit of Chaim Kohen and a bit of Tom. You can argue how much, but you can't argue that there's no issa there, can you? So how does Rashi even have a habit to say? Now, I haven't. It concludes. Tom Kik is only Rabbanan. Rabbanan agrees. And maybe Rabbanan agrees. How can you say that? I mean, I can taste it. So what's the answer? They have to say that the presence of taste indicates maybe that there once was Isser here. But now it disappeared. Now it's not there. The lingering flavor means there once was Isser in this mixture. Says Rashi, I'm Moda. But right now, you can't have flavor. Halachat is gone. Right? Good, you can taste. You can taste because there once was. Half hour ago, there was. Okay? But what the Chaim is saying is something that's a little different. He's saying in the Rambam is that no. It's almost like I don't care that there's no flavor there now. In a Harami, there is no flavor there. Rashi's right, there's no flavor. There once was a flavor. But according to the Chaim and the Rambam, the fact that there once was a flavor is also usher. That's what Tom Ki'ikir means. The Kafadinim is what's called the dictum. Right? You have Tom Ki'ikir, right? You have a lot of things. I mean, it's great lumdus. We have a lot of lumdus literature. When it says Shomea Ki'ona, what does it mean? Right, that's an old chakir. Shomea Ki'ona. Tosfos Rashi and Rashi Bo and Sukkia. Right, Shomea Ki'ona. Mamish like you said it, or your yotze as though you said it. Right, all there's a lot of lumdus. Hodas Baldin Kimea Edim. Though, what does it mean? You know, I mean, you could ask these. There are many swarm that have chakirs. All these things. I'm the same thing, but just yotze, whatever. So what does it mean, Tom Kiker, right? So the way the Chaim is saying what Tom Kiker means is, it's not the flavor is telling us that just like the substance, that the flavor tells us the same as if the substance there. No, there's no substance there. That's not like I just said in Rashi. It was there before. But what Tom Kiker teaches, that's enough to make it usher. That's the point. Not because Tom Kiker says, oh, this flavor. And therefore, don't tell me this business of heter nepach lius iser. No, there's no heter nepach lius iser. Okay, that doesn't impact the potatoes. Okay, the chaylev flavor, the pork flavor in the potatoes. So even though now it's melted, it's absorbed in, but tam kikir means the presence of that flavor is gufa iser. That's how the Rebbe Chaim understands tam kikir. If I'm understanding Rebbe Chaim correctly, now. That's when the Rambam says, but that's only true if there's a proper ratio. Right? It has to be enough of a concentration or a density of this iser. Okay, it's not a stomp to have a little bit of flavor. No, it has to have a flavor that would indicate that there's a kezias of it, enough flavor is given off. That's how much flavor a kezias for every pras would impact the flavor. And that's when you get malchus. And therefore, to just take a bite of the one kezias of the whole tarovas, so then for sure you're not going to be violating according to the Rambam. Why not? Because you definitely did not eat a kezias of Isser. You had a little bit of flavor, but you didn't eat a kezias, you have to eat a kezias at a time. How are you going to eat a kezias at a time? Only if you eat what? The full amount. That's why the Rambam goes ahead to say you have to. See, we saw the Rambam say we got to eat the full amount. Oh, that means he doesn't hold Tom Kikur's Daraisa. That was our automatic conclusion, which many hold. But when we saw the Rambam say that you don't have that you have to, eating a kezias of the tarot is not enough. Reb Chaim Cohen, the Baal HaTosfos, right? The Reb Chaim Cohen and Rabbi Tam would agree that if you eat a kezias of the whole, just like one kezias, you're already in violation of the Isser. The only machlokus is, Rabbi Chaim Cohen says that only if you have a ratio of kezias to plus pras, Rabbi Tam seems to say no, as long as it's Tam, it's not that ratio. But fundamentally, they both agree, because, and they hold, nepach ahet to Leos Isser, so the fact that I'm eating a kezias, even though lemaisa is only a little bit of it, but it's a kezias, of the whole tarovas, that's good enough to, or bad enough, whatever, to be considered having violated the Isser. But according to, now when we saw the Rambam say, no, but it has to be, you have to eat the whole thing, you can't just suffice with one kezias, because the Rambam denies hepta nepach Isser. So that alerted us, that was our signals went off, and said, oh, the Rambam obviously holds, Tom Kikur's not the riser, which is exactly what the Beis Yosef, so we're not alone. Okay, we have broad shoulders to stand, and the Beis Yosef says it, and pretty much that's everybody learned the Rambam, that's the Pashup Shah, the Rambam. When Chaim came up with this new thing, he said, no, the Rambam fundamentally agrees in principle, Tom Kikur is the riser. Okay, Tom Kikur is the riser. But not else, hepta nepach Isser. Tom Kikur's Doraisa is an Isser Doraisa to eat when you have that time. But that's, first of all, you have to have the ratio, the correct ratio. And number two, you have to eat that the amount of the kezias in that ratio. But you have to eat that amount. And you're not going to eat that amount unless you eat the whole press, right? So that's the Shita of Reb Chaim. Okay, so much about that. We got that straight. All right, now I'm going to look at the Hanaf Beis, it's labeled over here, okay? And that is, I touched on it yesterday, but I'm going to go into a little detail now. It could come out, possibly, according to Rabbi Natan, anyway, or Rabbi Chaim, but if you have Rabbi Chaim Cohen, you have Heter Nepach Lios Isser, okay, in other words, what does that mean? It means that the Tom gives off its properties to the whole mixture, right? In other words, if the Tom is Usser, so now whatever is impacted by that Tom is also Usser. So you have potatoes, and you have Chazer Schmaltz or something like that. So the whole gives off Tom. So the whole potato, all the potatoes are now Usser also. Again, maybe only we have the right ratio. That was the machlokes between the Baal HaTosfos. But my question is, the point is, the rule is that the Tom, sort of conducts its properties. Use like electricity, right? It conducts its properties to the other pieces, right? To everything else in the mixture. So can this go lakula also? Perhaps we can posit that there's a kula in this as well. Okay, and it was by mitzvah, and that is again by the case of mitzvahs. Tom Kikur by mitzvah. So this takes us into the discussion about matzah. So as we all know, this is well known. The Mishnah in Pesachim Lamed Hey Amid Aleph tells us, "Eilu Dvarim Shalom Yotzim LeNechavas VePesach VeChitim V'Sarim V'Kusar V'Shifar V'Shavul Shul." Okay, you have five. The Chameshes Minei Dogon, right? Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Whether that's today's oats and today's spelt, I don't go into that now. Okay, but whatever it is, those are the Chameshes Minei Dogon, and that's Eilu Dvarim Shalom Yotzim LeNechavas VePesach. Meaning, says Rashi. Over there is Mishum Chovas Matzah. Right? Rashi says, Yotze Matzah. Balala Mishon, Mishum Chuvah Matzah. The first time you have to eat the matzah. Okay, so you have to have that amount. Good. Comes along the Gemara, on that same daf, Lamed Hem and Aleph. Omer Shum and Lokish, B'chein Tanam Rishmo, B'chein Tanam Rishmo, Yaakov. How do we know? How do we know that those are the only things that matzah can be made out of? The Gemara has the famous Hekish. Okay, the Gemara tells us that it says, Lo sochov chomet shivas yom tochov matzos. The pasuk links matz and chomet. Okay, so what are the things that can be barley? They chimutz, leavens. What type of product leavens? whatever types of grain, leaven, okay, because of rice and so on, whatever types of grain have that property that they leaven, so that's what yotze with matzah. Okay, but those things which are not boli dechimta, the Gemara distinguishes yotze eshem lechimta, they sirchon. Sirchon means it rots, or it you know, what's that word with vinegar? I believe wine. What happens to it? Ferment. Okay, thank you. Okay, so you have, there's a difference between leavening and fermenting. There's a difference scientifically, different halachically. So the Gemara makes the distinction that these are the five meaning dogon which leaven, as opposed to sirchon, which is a form of fermentation. Okay, and then the Gemara says, Mastis this is not like a Gemara, because he holds that orez mean dogon. Rice is one of the chameshes mean dogon. Well, it's not one of the chameshes mean dogon, the sheshes mean dogon, including rice. Now, rice is kind of, we know, rice is a funny, like an open up with brachas. Right, rice is a little bit, on one hand, it is a grain, we make mizonos on rice, on the other hand, we make a barnafoshos afterwards, right, so rice is kind of a kind of its own category, also it's a dochen, it's a cereal grain, but anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri held that matzah, forget about kidneys, you can make rice, you can make matzah out of rice, okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben-Nuri, you can make matzah out of rice, but by the same token, if the rice rises or whatever, then it can violate the Issur Chametz, right? So the Gemara says our mission is not like Ibn Nur because we only mention the five minei dogon. Okay, Rashi says in 17, second Rashi says, Orez v'dochan ein osur chametz v'machmitzin osur masvichin. We try and get it to rise, it will sour, it will be no good. Okay, anyway, what happens, however, if you have a mixture? What if I make a dough out of rice dough and wheat? So that's a Mishnah Chala in 18, Mishnah Maseches Chala, Parag Gimel Mishnah Zayin, verse 18. Ha'osa isi min ha'isa min ha'chitim u min ha'orez. I make a dough out of wheat flour and rice flour. This is called rice flour. Today people who are on, I don't know if anyone here is on gluten-free diet, one of my children on a gluten-free diet. So they have other types of bread, okay, sometimes made out of rice. Important to know for bracha purposes, or for amotzi purposes, you know, brachas. When they have stuff made out of oats and other things, also there is oat matzahs. You know, someone in England produces shmur matzah made out of oat, shmur matzah made out of spelt for people with wheat intolerance, other gluten issues. But anyway, so the Mishnah Chala, Paragim Mishnah Zayin says, Osa Yisim Arachitim, Umin Ha'orez. So what's the determinant factor? Im Yesh Po Tam Dogon, Chayim Eves Bechala, Rav Kamina, would you have to be Mafresh Chala, which that's why it's in Mishnah Chala, and B'yotze Ba'on Rechavasa Pesah. If it has the flavor of wheat, even though it might even be a minority of wheat, but if it has wheat flavor, so then it's chayav chala, and also more important for us at the moment is yotze ba'adam lechamos or pesach. You yotze, that matzah is good. Okay, you can have matzah that's made out of wheat flour and rice flour, provided that it has the flavor of the wheat flour, which, by the way, sounds exactly like tam kikker, right? The way we will live tam kikker, tam kikker. Right, since this has wheat flour, we consider it. So here it's going to be, so to speak, lakula. Because here we're going to say, you don't have to have 100% wheat. Okay, it can be wheat together with rice. In other words, wheat is mixed with something else which by itself would not be acceptable for matzah. Right, rice, grain is not acceptable for matzah. And for Yochanan Ben Nuri it is, but our Mishnah, the way we pass it, it's not. The Chameish is going to be so the Gemara and Zvachim, of Ayin Ches Amad Aleph, source 19, the Mosib Rabbah, quotes this Mishnah. Also, Yisim and Chitim and Orez, Im Yesh Po Tam Dogon Chai B'Chalam Afal Gav Deruba Orez. Even though most of it is rice. Okay, the rove could be rice. It's not a matter of rove here. Okay, and it doesn't even say Zazu Kos Pras. Okay, as long as it seems to make be dependent totally on the issue of flavor. So the Gemara first tries it without that, it's only the Drabana. It's Chai B'Chalam the Drabana. The Gemara tries to say, no, there's no proof in there, it's only Chai B'Chalam the Drabana. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Yehochi ema sefer on yotze v'dachavos v'pesach. The yotze v'mitzvah matzah. That's pesach. That's not the rabbanon. Ela min b'shem min v'tama min b'min v'beruba. That's really what we had that statement. But min b'min b'shem min goes by tam. Min b'min b'shem goes by tam. All right. So sound like it means lekula or lechum. Okay. Now, so apparently, if you have a dough, which is mixed with white wheat flour and rice flour, you bake it in matzah. If most, even if most of the rice is dough, but there's still wheat flavor, so then you can be yotze in the midst of matzah. So it sounds from the Gemara in Zvachim, is that it's because of the tav, which seems to be a pretty strong proof that what? Tav kikir is the raisa, right? Yotze dechavos, the Gemara tries to say it to Rabbanu, no, it says yotze dechavos in mitzvah le'pesah. Matzah le Pesach is obviously talking about a din d'oraisa. So apparently, any food which has the tam of the wheat, right, even though it's the minority in the mixture, but it has the tam, so tam, kinker, that's enough to say it has a din matzah. So obviously it's going to be a question on those who say, like Rashi, like Rabban, maybe the Rambam, who, according to most people, the other Chaim. So how are they going to get with that? Well, what are you going to do with this Gemara, which seems to say the taka, you know, mim shenim the tam, and the tam wins. Right? So it's a little bit of a problem. So, apparently, like even a ton of wheat is enough, right? So that seems to be a right time kicker, at least by mitzvah. So, if we only had the Bible, it would be a problem. But there's a Yerushalmi, 22. Yerushalmi is a chala, perik, alav, aloch, alav, daf, alav, mabay, 22. Uchmodat amar, ein lechabol, ide matzah, vachomet, elechameshus, aminim, bavad. We have a rule, right? That the only thing that can become matzah for the purpose of the mitzvah of Leil Pesach, or can become chometz d'oraisa for the purpose of being over an isur chometz on the d'oraisa, is chameshes min adag milvad, only the five. But the Dekano say ein lachom migarer in kulon elachit misorah milvad. They introduce something called migarer. Now, Greira in the tow truck, I think, is a migarer. So I'll tell you not to park here. The towaway zone, it's somewhere like Grey Rock or something like that. Okay, it means to schlep along, to tow along. So Yerushalmi introduces us here to something called Grey Rock, okay? That it's true that rice by itself can never become matzah, can't become chametz or matzah, but when baked together with wheat, okay, the wheat causes the rice to be able to become chametz as well. Okay, and therefore, the tarobas is royal chimitz, and therefore, if you bake it into matzah, it's considered matzah. In other words, what happens basically is that the wheat kind of makes the rice, gives its property over to the rice. And so even though ordinarily rice is masriach, it's not machmitz, when it's together with wheat, it is machmitz. Okay? Now, the question is, so how much wheat do you need to have that potential to be megarer, to drag along the rice? Okay? Well, the answer is, if it's no sintam, if it's enough wheat in this mixture that it has flavor in the mixture, that means it's strong enough that it has this capacity to turn the rice into wheat. That there, now if you hold like that, that doesn't prove anything about tam kikur the rice. In other words, if without this Yerushalmi, we said that that it sounded like, as long as the mixture tasted like wheat, so then already even the rice is considered like wheat, and therefore you can make it out of the matzah. You can make it in the matzah, and therefore that would seem to prove that tam kikr is the rice. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's not a matter of tam kikr. It's not a matter that the tam of the wheat is enough to say that the rice also. No, it's not that. It has this capacity. It never changed from being rice, but it changed from being rice that was not, did not have the capacity to be machmetz, and therefore could never become chometz, and therefore could never use for matzah. Now it can. That's the idea of this gray rub. So that's how the other shittas, so to speak, can get out of the concern from, you can still maintain, that Tom Kikas Darbonim. You could still maintain Tom Kikas Darbonim. Aye, so how come this Mishnah Chala says that the wheat cooked with rice, baked with rice, into matzah is valid? Doesn't that sound, because it gives out the flavor, is that Tom Kikas? No, that's a different din. That's a din called gray rub. It's a different din. The interesting question is, and this may be my focus, if you take a look at the Rambam, 24. Rambam Perek Vav, Hilchos Chometz U'Matz, Halacha Hei. Rambam Perek Vav, Halacha Hei. Refers to this Mishnah. You see, because, you know, by the way, just once before I read Rambam, I just want to stress one other thing. Which grains have this unusual power, according to the Yerushalmi, that they're grayer, they can give up, they can cause other things to be machmitz also. So if you look carefully, just look back for a second on the sheet, in 22, the Yerushalmi says, Ein lecha magerim kula elachitim usaorim bilvad. This trick of Greira works only with wheat and barley. That's the only thing you could. In other words, other things don't have the capacity to change rice into a into the possibly to become chametz. Okay. Whereas now that's the Yerushalmi. But according to the Bavli, that this din is based on Tom Kiker, then it wouldn't. Even though the language of the Mishnah in Chawa, the language of Gemara in Zochet, is also iso min chitinim in orez, it's lav dafka chitinim in orez. It would be what? Any one of the five. Because it's Tom Kiker. So what's the difference? If the whole principle that the rice now becomes, and it almost sounds like, not hetan mitzavlis iser, but let's call it rice mitzavlis lios dobra machmitz. You know what I'm saying? It has the capacity. Rice mitzavlis lios matzah. Okay, in other words, it's conceptually the same thing. But if you're based on Tom, it's going to work with any of the Chamesh Shmini Doga, as long as what? There's a flavor. But according to Yerushalmi, where it's this new din called Greira, it's a special capacity, and again, I don't know the science of it, but the special capacity of wheat and barley to, you know, as preparing this, there's a fellow davening sometimes in my shul. He doesn't usually daven during that, he comes sometimes for Shalosh Shudas. So he's a big expert in botany and plants and this, and I was going to ask him scientifically, you know, what happens here. So if he comes this shy, he wasn't here this past Shabbos. So if he comes again, I'll find out. But Lamaisa, I want you to see that chiluk between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, it's a din tam kikar. So whatever it is that schleps the rice along, as long as it has flavor, it's good enough that the rice becomes. Whereas according to the Yerushalmi, it's only chitin. Yeah.
I don't know that
Greira
is not in the sense of
Tom. Oh, so what's it? So we don't. You could insist on that. We don't have to say that. That's what I'm saying. It could be a teretz for those who hold. You could still hold Tom Kikar the Rabbanan, and Greira simply is a new din. Now, what you want to say is a different way. You could say that these dinim go together. So let's take a look. Hold the thought for 1 second. Take a look. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam holds Ha'osa Isim and Achitim. This mission in the Chalav, which the Rambam quotes in Perek Vav, Vitlas Chametzamat, Aloha Hei. Rambam writes Ha'osa Isim and Achitim, and the earth, Im Yesh Bo Tam Dogon, Yotze B'dei Chavosa. Now, all you need is Tom. If we should assume that the Rambam does not believe in Tom Kikar Daraisa, then what must the Rambam be basing his sheet here on? Yerushalmi, like Greira. If we assume, like most, like the Beis Yosef, like most people assume, that the Rambam does not hold from Tom Kikar Daraisa, so what do you mean in Yesh Bo Tom? Why does that work? According to the Rambam, Tom Kikar is not Daraisa. How can you be Yotzei Matzah with it? Must be, he believes this concept of Greira. Okay, now the Ravid argues, Ravid Asogas Ravid, he says, Osa Isam and Achitim and Orez, Imej Batamina, Omar Ram Nirili, no. Behushi has Shom Dogon. No, it's not, Tom is not enough. Okay, Tom's not enough. Okay, that's what Kadesh Yochel Kazai, so Tom, he seems to be holding like the Babali, that it's a, you know, in other words, it's not a din of Greira, it's a special problem. Only if there's a Kazai's Nechaz press. Yeah, in other words, he will hold that it's a din of Tom Kiker. It is Tom Kiker, but it's only Tom Kiker if you have enough of the ratio. That's what the Ravid seems to say. Now, and the Magid Mishnah, okay, I'm only going to read the first part of the Magid Mishnah. He says, the Rambam himself says this elsewhere. I wanted to look again at one other Reb Chaim for today. Okay, Reb Chaim there on that Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, in Perek Vav Halacha Hey, says, you know, you wanted to say, okay, a little bit. He says, it could be, it's a typical Chaim, he says, it could be that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not arguing. It could be the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are not arguing, okay? Why? It could be that why, because you asked, what did he need Tom for? Right? According to the Yerushalmi, so I answered, and you could say, and I'm not saying it's the wrong answer, it's not what Chaim says. I answered, well, in order for this trick of greater to work, it has to be enough of a presence in the mixture, right? If you have, let's remember, we said before, even if the rice is the rove, this trick still works. Okay, you can, even the rice is the rove. So how does it be? Okay, maybe the rove, but you still at least have to have flavor. The flavor is indicative of some power that it has, you know, in this mixture. Reb Chaim says differently. Reb Chaim says, here in 27, basically, Reb Chaim says that, and really, so, as he points out, is really in the Ramban, in the Chalav. Okay, it's actually, I think it is somewhere in the computer.
Yeah, I'll find it.
It's on there. And I couldn't find it either. When I searched for a word, I found it. When I borrowed on something, I figured it out. But anyway, he says the Yisod is really in the Ramban already. What Reb Chaim wants to say is as follows. What does the Tom do? You're right. The Tom, we say Tom Kiker. And again, a special kind of puzzle that the Rambam agrees. Because let's remember, the Rambam wrote, you need to have Tom. So we said that means, the Rambam obviously holds that it's a din of Gerera, because he doesn't believe in Tom Kiker. According to Reb Chaim, he does believe in Tom Kiker, there is. But still you need Gerera. Why? Because Tom Kiker, again, it's the University of Chaim's approach, and Tom Kiker is only enough to give it, to basically say that the rice is now turned into wheat. Right? The rice is turned into wheat. Heter nepach lis isur, same concept. Right? And it was the Tom Dogon is necessary to say that the rice now takes on the status of wheat. Okay, but that doesn't make it lechem. Okay, in other words, that doesn't make it, or doesn't make it matzah. In other words, the presence it makes it into wheat, but you'll need more than that. In other words, what Gerera does, what this concept of Gerera says, it not only gives it the flavor and therefore the halachically changes its status, like Heta Nepach, it's not enough. In other words, for matzah, you have to have a chalos shein or something called matzah. For hafroshes chala, you have to have lechem. The pasuk says, "V'hoya ba'och lechem milechem aretz." Okay. Well, it's not going to be called lechem just because of Tom Kiker. Tom Kiker is enough to say, "Okay, this wheat will now impact the rice." All right, but it doesn't make it into lechem. The second step is greater. In other words, the two things in effect complement each other. You need to say that you need Tom Kiker and greater. That's really what Reb Chaim was getting at. The Rush talks about this also. He quotes Ramban the Rush in Halachos Ketanos. Halachos Ketanos, we mentioned in the past, in 29, are printed after Maseches Menachos. You have Tefillin and Mezuzah. So Hilchos Chala is there also. And that's the Rush there in Hilchos Chala, Tezvav. Again, discusses the same thing. And he mentions this Ramban. You see, again, let's go over it again. The Gemara in Tzvachim, the Gemara seems to indicate that Tom Kiker says he'll be Yotze with the Matzah, right, which sounds like the reverse, nepach hetel yos isur, in the positive way. The Yerushalmi says, what the Rosh is explaining, and Reb Chaim says it, again, the Yerushalmi happened to be sold. What does Tom Kiker do? It goes back to something we said at the beginning. Tom Kiker is a rule that prevents bittul from taking effect. Right? That's what Tom Kiker, in its essence, accomplishes. Tom Kiker means there's no bittul, right? Did we say that? We said the other day. Tom Kiker means there's no bittul. In other words, if I have the rice with the wheat, and there's a majority of rice, so ordinarily I would say, adirabba, the rice is mevatel the wheat. I can't use this for matzah, because the rice is mevatel the wheat. What does Tom Kiker do? Tom Kiker allows, in effect, that the wheat will maintain its identity by itself. It's not going to be mevatel. Okay, but it doesn't necessarily transform the rice into wheat. It just, something a little different than that. This is the way the Rosh really says it. It's not exactly what Chaim says it. Conceptually, we'll come back to Chaim in a second. In other words, the rice, you have a mixture of rice and wheat, and if there's a majority of rice, as long as it's Tom of wheat, we say, no, the wheat maintains its identity. That's Tom Kiker, right? The wheat maintains it. There's no bittul here. There's no bittul here. Now, once there's no bittul, then you come on to Gerera and you say, what? That little bit of wheat, because it maintained its identity, is strong enough through Gerera to transform the rice into matzah as well. Okay? And so, being a Tom, so it's a little different than Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it is, you need to create the chalos shame. Conceptually similar. You need to create the chalos shame of lechem. Tom Kiker, the Tom of the wheat, is enough to impact, but it's not enough to go all the way. You need greater, you need step B to bring it over into the category of lechem. It's more like what the Ramban says. okay? Not exactly the way the Rosh says, but it's all similar, okay? In other words, Tom, even if you say that Tom Geeker can halachically turn the rice into the wheat, this is, I think, what Chaim's saying, okay? But Lamaisa, it has to become leaven. It has to become, there has to be a possible chimutz. There is no, physically, there has to be a possibility of chimutz. So how do you have that? Good. So Tom Geeker, fine, when the rice impacts the wheat, the wheat impacts the rice, but Lamaisa, is the rice going to become leavened? Is the rice going to become bol de chimutz? Do you change the physical property of the rice just because there's tom of the wheat there? So the tom of the wheat, Tom Geeker, yeah, but in order to go all the way to make it into matzah, okay, or to make it into the chidib of Rosh Hashanah, you need level two. You need to become bread. Okay, well, that it won't accomplish without the grera. The grera means physically the wheat acts on the rice and makes it chimutz. So, you follow? I don't know if that's what you're getting at or not, but basically it comes out that really you need both tom and you need both the bavli and the yerushalmi. You need both the tom and you need the yerushalmi. So therefore, and by the way, it comes out that therefore there's no proof for this gemara that there's such a thing called heter nepach leisiser. It's no heter nepach leisiser. It's not that it's a magic change. The tom itself wouldn't have worked. You need greater also. Okay, I've come with that. Let me just finish up with one thing. Okay, it's an interesting shiloh. The Rishonim discuss the Rosh and Yuma. Harakaches Simin Yud Dalet discuss this. In a case, a person sick. Some of you probably studied this on the Shabbos. So you have to shecht. The man has to eat. The guy has to eat meat. Okay, he has such a condition. The doctor says he must eat meat now. Okay. This happened so long. Okay, but the guy's got to eat meat. Right, it doesn't matter what the doctor says, an emergency. So now, okay, it's an emergency. So on Shabbos, I can shecht the behemoth. And then even on Shabbos, it's pikuach nefesh. I can shecht the behemoth and cook up meat for the guy. Yeah. So the Rosh in Yuma, Parakhestim, and Yudalim says, Sholos harayvitzal. It's a kasha from the rayvitzal. Cholos yeshvos hakonim. The guy doesn't eat meat. I don't know what diseases they have like that, but the guy's got to eat meat. He's got to have a steak, you know, otherwise his life's in danger. Okay, so as diseases go. But anyway, so what are they going to do now? So we can shecht an animal on Shabbos and cook him with fresh steak, or you can go right next door. You have a guy who's got treif meat. So we got to weigh now. What do you do? Should you go ahead and violate Shabbos so you have kosher meat? And the illness does not specify that it has to be kosher meat. He's got to have this kind of meat. All right, so the question is, what do you do? Right, do you shecht, do you violate Shabbos, or do you violate the tarfas? Right, that's basically the question. All right, what's muta? Right, yesham muta shiyabah hu alav the nevela, mishiyabah acherim, at least a skila. Right, let the chola eat nevela, I'll eat the non-kosher meat. No one should violate this skila on Shabbos. On the other hand, it's others disagree. Yesham kisu Shabbos, panitim linchos. There are other areas. You know, for Rechola, as the Rosh Boar writes in the Tshuva, I bring the Tafer Eish Beitez, is it part of the question of what's the status of Shabbos by a Chola? Is it Butcho? Is it Hutra? Hutra? Tchuya? You know, okay, the Ran and Yuma there also discuss the Talmud Beis. Anyway, so it's an interesting question. A Chola Sheesh Bo Sakon on Shabbos needs to eat meat. So again, either shecht an animal or ask the guy for treif meat. So most Rishon Taka say you do shecht. Okay, because other Misurim are Hutra on Shabbos Rechola. And the Vela includes other Misurim, okay, and it's Tamtin Talev, and all kinds of other things. All right, but an interesting question, which in the Sefer Afike Yam, Chelik Beis Simon Lamed Beis, it's a story spoke to Chaim Soloveitchik, who spoke with the Dayan and Brisk, some Zelik, and quotes some Sefer that I'm not familiar with, give us Olam, whatever. There's an interesting question, where the case came up, that it wasn't a trade piece of meat that he had to have, it was only something which had Tom. Tom of Isser. Okay, didn't have actual trade. It was soup, let's say. Okay, it was soup. The guy had good case. He got to have chicken soup. He had a bad cold. He had the flu or something like that. So they recommended he had to have chicken soup. Okay, so either they can cook up a whole new pot of chicken soup and go to the guy. He's got chicken soup too, but it's just soup. There's no actual, no chunky pieces. It's just a clear broth. Right, so what's better? So there would it be the same suffix, because here you're only eating Tom. You're not eating actual trade chicken. reading the Tav of Treif, right? Treif chicken soup. So, and according to Rashi, especially, according to Rashi, it seems to be an open and shut case, no? Tom kicking it up on him. So Havada should get the soup from the goy. Because they only did the Rabbanon anyway eating this soup. It's only this or the Tom Kiker, right? Tom Kiker is only the Rabbanon. Even if it tastes like chicken soup, right? So that's an interesting question. I think Reb Chaim first said like that, but this other Sefer, yeah, it's only a Fikayam, this other Sefer disagreed and said that, you know, we don't rely on Rashi Lakula, okay? That we don't say such a Kula from Rashi, we Machmer, okay? And therefore, it's an interesting question. Just want to share possible nafkamina, basically between those shitas. I would also mention another nafkamina very quickly, between whether you hold that, you know, Tom Kiker is really Tom, is Mamish Tom Kiker, or it's just Tom something secondary, the rice of the Rabbanon, or the way we learned in the Rambam, the Chaim and the Rambam. Chaim the Rambam says, no, there is such a concept of Tom Kiker Deraisa, but not the Tom is Iker, it's a separate Isser, right? It's a new Isser, we said before. So there's Nafkamina there also. But right, let's say, would you say by Isser Hano, okay, would you say by an Isser Hano, maybe there's only this, there's no Isser Hano when you're dealing with actual Tom, okay? Maybe this Isser Hano is only on the old Tom Kiker means Mamish, it's treated as the Iker, but if it's just the way Chaim said the Rambam, that it's a new Isser, maybe there'll be no Isser Hano. Unless that's a Basel Chol question. Okay, or Kalei Kerem or something like that. That's another Nafkamina. And another Nafkamina will be, what about Chatzi Zayas? What if a Chatzi Zayas? You never had a Kazayas of Isser at all. Okay, what about a Chatzi Zayas? Would it be, again, so it, we could argue that if it's Tom, or I care how much, it's Tom, if I care, Tom is only going to be if there's, you know, the Isser of Tom is going to be Isser of Kazayas. But if you hold it at the top, well, again, you can figure out the Nafkamina really both sides. Prima Godin, you should just take a look in the Psicha L'Sharat Harovas, he has at the very end of Parak Beis, the first page of the Prima Godin, and of course Harovas, so Prima Godin also has this question of whether we say the Chumra or not. Do we say Tom Kiker by Mitzvahs? Do we say the Chumra, the Kul? You can see a summary in the Prima Godin. Anyway, Adkan. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll read more inside the Shofar. I just want to get this clear presentation in terms of Tom Kiker. Okay.